Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. During a couple of conversations this past week, I was reminded that some people experience rejection and anxiety at the hands of family members. Sometimes it's intentional and sometimes it's not. I mean, saying things to people like, wow, you sure gained weight. When'd you lose all that hair? Why are you still working at that dead-end job? Now, we could go on and on, but I think everybody understands what we're saying. It's no fun being rejected because a family member or someone you know thinks you don't measure up to their standard of excellence.
And the thing is, their standard of
excellence. That's exactly right. And sometimes it's just because they don't measure up.
There you go.
And they're trying to take it out on someone else.
Mm.
But see, these kind of attitudes and comments can create anxiety over which, well, sometimes you seemingly have no control. Today, we're going to talk about how to deal with two unwanted guests in your life, rejection and anxiety. Rejection's a poison that comes in several different concoctions. Verbal and psychological attacks can be just as vicious as physical abuse with emotional scars that can linger a lifetime. But, by the grace of God.
Yes.
Rejection also includes being made fun of, abandoned, told abusive things. Things like, I'm sorry the day you were born, you know. Nobody wants you to get out of this house. I even hate listing stuff like that. But, honey, it's what some people deal with. They have to deal with it. Feeling as though you'll never fit in, well, that's another sign of being rejected. You can also be rejected for the things you believe, your religious or political beliefs. We should point out that many people actually experience the fear of rejection as opposed to rejection itself. That's a strategy of the devil. If you feel rejected, but you can't put your finger on it, it's most likely the enemy whispering lies into your ear.
And that is the truth.
Here's one thing we need to know. God will never,
amen,
never reject you. And truthfully, that's all that matters. Rejection often leads to anxiety. We feel prompted not to list or expound on the things that can cause anxiety in your life, but rather to offer a scriptural direction on how to deal with it.
Amen. In 1 Peter 5:7 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares for you watchfully. And I want to say something, honey. You know, what we need to do, seriously, is we need to get before the Lord. I mean, if it takes it, get on your knees and go, Lord, I ask you to forgive me of every one of my sins because that allows me to come boldly before your throne of grace. And then go, Lord, I want to make this scripture real. I know you are real. I want to make this scripture real in my life, so that I don't have, and then just list all the anxieties as it has. And I want to read this too in Philippians 4:6-7, Classic Amplified, where it says, do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests. In other words, list them with thanksgiving. Thank you, God, that you are the one who made the heavens and the earth with your mighty outstretched arm, and nothing is too difficult for you. So with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God, and God's peace. Notice it says continue to make your wants. You want until God's peace comes over you. And it says, and God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So that allows you to be able to put the peace of the Lord, even if you're living in the situation right now, it puts the peace of God that guards and garrisons over your heart so that you can be upheld by the mighty power of God within you and make it through what your situation, whatever your situation might be. Psalm 94.
That's very good, Mike.
18. 94:18 in the Classic Amplified says, "In the multitude of my anxious thoughts within me, your comforts cheer and delight my soul." We need to get our delight for our soul from him.
That's right. And that's what the enemy doesn't want.
Yeah. So. And he'll beat you up. But the peace of God is greater. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world.
Here are seven ways to overcome rejection and anxiety. Number one, talk to yourself.
Mm.
Despite popular opinion, there's nothing wrong with talking to yourself. There's nothing wrong with answering yourself. But if you say, huh?
Oh, you're making light of that.
You're in trouble.
Listen. I sometimes say, huh, to myself. What am I thinking? Okay.
You not only need to be talking to yourself, but you need to be saying the right
yes.
things, which is the Word of God. Quoting the Word releases a peace into your lives that passes all understanding. And we have several HaroldHerring.com personalized scriptures. There's a couple that I think would be applicable in this situation.
Mm.
Check it out.
Amen. Number two, who else should be allowed to speak into your life? You would not allow anybody to walk into your living room and dump garbage all over the middle of your floor. And yet, way too many believers allow even relatives to come in and dump negative thinking and harmful conversation into their mental living room. Listen, you can block it and turn it off. And as our close friend, Dr. Mike Murdoch, says, you can tell your future once you determine who you've been listening to. So beware and be warned.
Number three, participate in activities that you enjoy. Every sporting event, every TV show has a break in the action. You need to plan and participate in things that relax you physically and mentally. Everyone needs to decompress from the pressures of life. Don't even start thinking that you don't have the money to do anything like that. Start your relaxation and recreational time right where you are. It may be as simple as sitting on the porch during the summertime and watching the sunset.
Yes.
In the winter, it might be building a snowman if you're in a place where it snows. It also could be a walk in the park, swimming at a public pool, going for a walk on your street. I don't need to make this list for you. We don't. You need to get a sheet of paper and create your own list of activities that you enjoy doing without messing up your budget.
Number four, don't allow anybody, including the enemy, to direct your focus. This key is close to number two, but there's a bit of a difference. We need to find a quiet and secret place, quiet time, secret place, where you can spend quality time with the Lord. Give reading the Word your highest priority. Don't let anything come between you and your devotion time. You know, the enemy is always trying to break a focus. I used to get up early to, you know, I'd get up at 6:30 when the children were young to read the Word, and somebody would get up. And I'd think, well, okay, tomorrow I get up at 6. I get up at 6, one of the kids would wake up. You know, there are just times when you just have to make your time and then focus on Him and don't let anybody break it. But God knows everything. And this is just crucial for you to be able to do, even if it's going in and when you're in the shower, but guard that time diligently and be able to have time with God.
Number five, create confessions that energize your faith. First, your confession should be based on you speaking right words. What are right words? Those found in the scriptures. Ephesians 4:29, Classic Amplified. Let no foul or polluting language, no evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth. But only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that may be a blessing and give God's grace, favor to those who hear. Second, you can change where you are in life by what comes out of your mouth. Create your confession based on what you want to see manifested, as long as it's based on the Word of God. Third, make your confession for at least 21 days. Studies show that any action taken daily for 21 days will become a habit. The habits we form become the lifestyles we create and live by. Fourth, your circumstances should never alter your confession. And fifth, speak your confession every day. Your confession will directly impact your expectation, which determines your manifestation.
That's so true. And six, consume the right kind of mental food. If you want to overcome rejection and anxiety for your mental and spiritual well-being, you're going to be feeding on the right stuff. As the old saying goes, what you feed grows and what you starve dies. So the right stuff is to turn off sports radio, political, talk radio on the way to work, and listen to those things that are going to build you up. I mean, lift you up and put a pep in your step on the way to work. I mean, seriously. Yes, exactly. So pick out the things that you're going to listen to, and don't let I just turn this on for a minute. No, turn on what is going to give you what you need. And I just actually, the Lord gave me one of these for this week. He said his word is comfort food for your spirit.
Wow, that's good.
So, that's
comfort
exactly
food for your spirit.
That's right. Instead of binge eating when you're when you're anxious, you just binge on the word of God. And it's called the law of displacement. You remove the garbage that the enemy's trying to put in there, and you put in the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the word. Hallelujah. And that will empty you out of the negatives and bring in the positives.
Number seven, never condemn or reject anyone else. Luke 6:37, New Living Translation. Do not judge others, and you'll not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will all come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. Wow. Romans 2:1 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Therefore, you have no excuse or defense or justification, O man, whoever you are who judges, condemns another. For imposing as a judge and passing sentence on another, you condemn yourself, because you who judge are habitually practicing the very same things that you censor and denounce. Here's the bottom line, baby. God didn't condemn us. And God didn't condemn you listening to us today. So don't condemn yourself.
That's right.
Neither condemn others, or the prospect of your future will be bleak at best.
And people who have condemned you and hurt you, the old saying goes, hurt people hurt people.
That's true.
So you don't want to pass on that hurt that somebody has passed on to you. And you want to stop it right now. And the only way to stop it really is through the word and the power of God.
Amen. Go to haroldherring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching, click on the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what to give and do what he says. Also, be on the lookout for a letter from us.
Amen.
On the outside, it says four words that will impact, change the rest of 2019.
Wowee.
It's a great message.
About to start the last 6 months.
That's it.
Of 2019, we're going to go out strong. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.